USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The GDP report for the second quarter is coming out Thursday, and some economists are expecting it to show the United States economy shrinking for a second consecutive quarter, which would be the technical definition of a recession. President Joe Biden discusses concerns of an economic recession ahead of the report.
My hope is we go from this rapid growth to steady growth. And we'll see some coming down. But I don't think we're going to, God willing, I don't think we're going to see a recession.
The illegal immigrant accused of raping and getting a 10-year-old girl pregnant is pleading not guilty to two felony counts in Ohio. Prosecutors plan to request that the man be held without bond until his trial. His current bond is $2 million. This is USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Wyoming Congressman Liz Cheney says the January 6th Select Committee is thinking about a subpoena to Ginny Thomas, wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Appearing on Fox News, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he's no fan of this.
This is part of the left's concerted effort to intimidate the court. I think the country, again, understands this for what it is and is not for it, even though the left continues to push it.
The Democratic-led committee has uncovered emails between Ginny Thomas and people they believe are relevant to the investigation of the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The World Health Organization is issuing a new warning due to the ongoing monkeypox outbreak. It said there's no guarantee that cases will continue to primarily affect communities of gay and bisexual men. This comes as the WHO activated its highest alert level for the outbreak Saturday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Gas prices are down more than 15 cents from a week ago. AAA saying the current average across the nation is $4.35 a gallon. It was sitting at just $4.52 one week ago. China is no fan of a possible trip House Speaker Nancy Pelosi might be taking.
China threatens the Biden administration with war if Speaker Nancy Pelosi goes to Taiwan on a scheduled trip. Dean Jenk, senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation on News Nation, points out the U.S. military is setting policy under the Biden administration.
Harry Truman said the buck stops here. Joe Biden seems to believe the buck stops anywhere but here. So he comes out and he basically doesn't say, I don't want Nancy Pelosi to go. And he doesn't say, I'd like Nancy Pelosi to go. And he says, no, the military is uncomfortable with this, as though that will decide that General Milley or somebody else in the military is the one who should decide whether Nancy Pelosi should go to Taiwan.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
T-Mobile will pay $350 million to settle with more than 76 million people whose information was compromised in a cyber attack. T-Mobile disclosed the breach last year. Information that was accessed included names, addresses, birth dates, driver's license information, and social security numbers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.